Hello and welcome along to what is left of the Daggers and Lids podcast, namely just me. I realise and understand that we haven't done a podcast in quite some time. There is a very, very good reason behind that. There was lots of news going on, of course, surrounding the England side and the new head coach and the captain, Nat Silver-Brunt, and what was going on from an off-the-field perspective when it came to the England cricket team. Squads have been announced for the forthcoming West Indies side, the start of the Metro Bank series, and also worldwide cricket as well, with the tri-series going on over in Sri Lanka. All of that we would love to have talked about, but it is probably comes as no surprise with the news that came out of the ECB quite recently that there was stuff going on and there was a reason why we couldn't put a podcast together. And that is the fact that Lydia has taken up the role as, chief selector, head of selection, master operator of that particular side of things regarding England. And so, understandably, we cannot continue with the podcast as it was. We prided ourselves on being critical on purpose, but having a critical eye or casting a critical but fair eye over what was going on within England cricket and world cricket for that matter. But given that Lydia is so now closely associated with the England team, it is impossible, and nor would you want to put her in a position like that to maybe cast an eye on players that, you know, she's going to be talking about and selecting as well. So first off, to Lydia and for Lydia, she wanted to come on and say goodbye and be part of the podcast, but we understand that can't really happen. But I do think I'm speaking for her entirely when she said she was sending me lots of messages and saying how much she enjoyed doing it. She loved being part of the podcast and having our say, as random as it was sometimes, and as ranty as it got in certain areas. Yeah, on the women's game, we absolutely adore the women's game, and she in particular, having been associated with it for so long and it continuing to do so, albeit in a slightly different role now. But she's pretty upset that she's got to stop it, but she has to. And of course, with Mabel around and the new job and everything, time is of a factor of which her time is precious. And so, understandably, can't be part of the podcast anymore. From my perspective, I absolutely adored it. Loved working with Lydia, as I always do. More than a colleague, but a friend. And I wish her, and I'm sure everybody who joined the podcast and listened to us and watched us on YouTube, wish her the absolute best of luck in her new role. It sounds like it could be quite fun as well. Wouldn't it be great selecting sides? But she has got that, and a more credible person for that role I don't think I could find. And I'm sure you will probably feel the same way as well with Charlotte Edwards. It's a new era for England women's cricket. With Charlotte Edwards taking up the mantle of head coach, Nat Silver-Brunt as the captain, and Lydia in the background selecting the teams. So that is what's happened with the podcast. As for me, well, I will still continue to broadcast on Sky Sports with the women's game. It starts on Wednesday in the first T20 international down at Canterbury between the England and the West Indies. Really, really looking forward to the summer ahead, the West Indies games with India coming as well. And then later on, we have the 50-over World Cup. So all of that building towards that. As regards the podcast, it will end, I'm afraid, in this format. And you might say, oh, well, why don't you carry it on, get somebody else in. Well, the one thing that we did say about this podcast was that we wanted it to be credible. We wanted it to be, the two of us who work on Sky Sports, having that sort of, what would you call it? A fair but overlooking eye on all aspects regarding the England team. and domestic competition and our thoughts on the women's game in total. We sort of think, or we felt, that we fitted a particular niche for that. And firstly, you've got to try and find someone who'd want to work with me, which there's not very many. Lydia has the patience of a saint. But I would think of someone like, you know, Mel Jones and Nat Germanos and people like, I mean, the wonderful, wonderful broadcasters, but their time is absolutely precious as well, whether they could devote it or would want to in that particular instance. I've not asked them. So if you sort of come to, I've not asked them, and nor should anyone get in touch regarding that, because obviously the production of it is all down to me as well. So that takes a certain amount of time, which I love doing, don't get me wrong. But you know, I think they have got their world-class broadcasters. They are, you know, here, there, and everywhere across the world. They are in demand so much. And so what we will probably do is just knock this podcast on the head, unless, I don't know, you maybe come up with something, you know, whether, I don't know, do a sort of live stream, something like that after games, and you can get in touch with me with your questions. Maybe I do something like that. I can put it on YouTube. And maybe, I don't know, half an hour after a game or an hour or something like that, get in touch with me, ask your questions, have a debate. I don't know. Or maybe that might not happen at all. But whatever, if anything does continue, I don't know. But all I can say is thank you so much for watching and listening, getting in touch with us, all of the comments on YouTube or social media, emails that you've written. There's so much I wanted to do with the podcast as well, and especially focus on grassroots cricket, domestic cricket in the women's game. And maybe that will happen down the line. But for now, this is the end of the Daggers and Lids podcast in this particular void anyway. So that's not the right word. Anyway, I've been speaking for 7 minutes straight, so you probably want to finish now. And the dog's even fallen asleep. There you go. Blue is there, just falling asleep in my tip of an office. So I look forward to your company at Canterbury. If you're there in person, come and say hello, and you still get in touch and, you know, if you want to discuss the women's game or whatever. But looking forward to either your company on the screen or off it. And thanks so much for watching. All the best. We'll be right back.